Welcome, dreamers, doodlers, and design disruptors, to the Tools of the Imagination, the podcast where we crack open the sketchbook of creativity and reveal the brushes, pixels, and bold ideas that turn visions into victories. I'm Michael Wallace, founder of MG Wallace Design Studios, and your guide through the wild world of visual storytelling with your co-host, Wendy. In each episode, we'll dive deep into the art of crafting logos that don't just mark a brand, they ignite one. We'll unpack illustrations that leap off the page, transforming marketing magic into magnets that draw the right people straight to your door. Whether it's strategizing color palettes that convert or sketching narratives that narrate your story, we're here to equip you with the tools to imagine bigger, design bolder, and connect deeper. From behind-the-scenes breakdowns with industry trailblazers to hands-on hacks you can steal for your next project, this is your creative command center. So, grab your favorite pen, fire up your tablet, and let's get those ideas flowing. Stick around. Your imagination's about to get an upgrade.
Quick roadmap for today's episode. We'll cover three practical pillars: clarity in visual systems, considerate motion and animation, and measurable testing that proves lifts in engagement and conversion. I'll walk through studio examples, share tools and workflows, and give you a 1-minute imagination break you can use right away. Ready? Let's dive.
Segment 1. Foundations. Why accessibility actually matters for business, not just ethics. At the top of the funnel, accessible visuals lower cognitive load. When people can parse your message instantly, they click more, stay longer, and follow calls to action. Think of clarity as friction reduction. Every ambiguous color choice or tiny typesetting is a micro-friction that leaks conversions.
Start with contrast basics. A quick rule of thumb we use in studio: if text could be mistaken for a different shade under average lighting, boost contrast. Use contrast analyzers during mockups. A headline that passes WCAG AA for normal text is your baseline, but in marketing, aim higher for display text. When your headlines read at a glance, CTR climbs.
A simple way to test this live: squint at the screen. If your headline dissolves into the background when you squint, it's not strong enough. Increase contrast or adjust weight. That's something designers can do in 60 seconds.
Typography scale is next. Small type for secondary info is fine, but primary messaging, headlines, CTAs, key labels, need generous sizes and clear line spacing. We use a type scale formula in the studio. If body copy is 16 pixels, headline sizes should start at 28 to 32 pixels for digital hero areas and scale down predictably. This reduces scanning friction and helps users of assistive tech. The result? Faster comprehension and better conversion rates.
Let me share a studio example. We redesigned a client's product page, increased headline contrast, bumped CTA text size, and tightened line height for descriptions. After A/B testing, bounce rate dropped 5% and conversions rose by 12%. Small changes, measurable impact.
Segment 2. Tools and techniques. This is where you get hands-on. First, contrast analyzers. There are browser plugins and built-in dev tools that show contrast ratios. Use them early in design, not at handoff.
Second, type size formulas. A rule we love: set body at a comfortable base. 16 pixels is common. Then use modular scales for headings. Preserve 1.2 to 1.6 line height for body copy and 1.1 to 1.3 for headlines. Also, prefer humanist sans serifs for small on-screen text. They read cleaner at low resolutions.
For audio-first assets, captioning and alt text are critical. Caption everything, not just because it's inclusive, but because captions improve view time and SEO. For alt text, think of it as a micro-story. What does this image do for the user? Write to purpose, not to describe every pixel.
Motion and animation deserve special attention. Motion can guide attention, but it can also exclude. Two studio rules: keep motion purposeful and allow reduced motion preferences. If an animation is decorative, make it optional or subtle. For attention-grabbing transitions, prefer fades and gentle transforms over rapid parallax or oscillation. Respect vestibular sensitivity, and you'll keep more users in your funnel.
Workflow tips. Integrate accessibility checks into your design system. Add color tokens with WCAG ratings, type tokens with recommended use cases, and a motion library with reduced and full states. This makes accessible choices the default, not an afterthought.
Tools we recommend: contrast checkers, Stark, web aim tools, browser emulators for reduced motion testing, and automated accessibility scans in your CI pipeline. For captions, use human-reviewed transcripts rather than relying solely on auto-generated captions. They catch context and tone that machines miss.
Segment 3. Real-world application. Here's a case study. A mid-sized e-commerce brand asked us to refresh their visual system for better market performance. We audited their pages for contrast, type, motion, and captions, then prioritized changes by expected conversion impact.
Step 1, we standardized color tokens and elevated primary CTA contrast across templates. Step 2, we increased key type sizes and clarified hierarchy. Step 3, we added captions to product videos and wrote concise alt text for hero imagery. The outcome? Within 8 weeks, product page engagement increased by 18% and purchases rose by 9%.
Okay, imagination break. 1 minute, simple exercise. Open a design you made recently or a brand asset you like. Squint at it, then read the headline aloud. If it disappears or sounds unclear when spoken, adjust contrast and size until it reads effortlessly. Try this for 60 seconds, and you'll spot low-hanging improvements.
I'll add, while you're doing that, check the captions on any video. Are they synced, accurate, and capturing tone? If not, fix one line. These micro-adjustments compound into measurable gains.
Key takeaways: 3 crisp points to remember. First, start with the client story. Clarity reduces cognitive load. Second, design motion with intention and respect reduced motion preferences. Third, measure everything. A/B test accessible changes and let data prove the lift.
2 subtle CTAs for you. 1, grab your sketchpad and apply the squint test to a current asset this week. 2, register at mgwdstudios.com/submit to access the templates and worksheets we mentioned, caption workflows, type scales, and our contrast token cheat sheet. For custom work that converts, visit mgwdstudios.com.
And that's a wrap on today's dive into the tools that turn sketches into success stories. Remember, whether it's a logo that lingers in minds or an illustration that hooks hearts, your imagination is the ultimate canvas, so pick up that brush and paint boldly. Thanks for joining us at the Tools of the Imagination from MG Wallace Design Studios. If this sparked something in you, hit that subscribe button, drop a review, and share it with a fellow creator who needs a creative boost. Until next time, keep designing, keep dreaming, and keep imagining what's next. I'm Michael. See you in the sketchbook. Imagine boldly. Design brilliantly. Connect creatively.